My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
What's going on, New York? It's your boy, Anthony Gallo, coming to you on an Independence Day, 4th of July, in the greatest city in the world, New York City, on the greatest radio station on the planet, WFAN. I'm taking you all the way to 6 a.m. in the great Richard Mier. And we got a lot to get to. Baseball, Yankees, Mets, some Knicks. I am a soccer guy, so I will at some point sneak in, when Ryan isn't listening, a U.S. men's national team rant. Some Giants, hard knock stuff, but let's get into it. Tonight, the Mets lose another game where they lead by 5. I think it's the third time that they've lost a game by 5 runs or more when they were leading by 5 runs or more. And honestly, I understand the concern, but I am not concerned right now. And listen, this is not ignorance. I am not saying the Mets do not have a problem. They do have a bullpen problem. But the way the deadline has been set up, the way that the expanded playoffs has created a logjam or a lack thereof of teams that are just going to be willing to sell, I am not really worried right now, because outside of the upper echelons of baseball, which the Mets are not competing with at the moment, you know, the Dodgers, the Orioles, the Braves, the Phillies, they are the teams with the good bullpens right now. You know, Phillies, Orioles, Dodgers, and I believe it's the Braves, the Yankees with the next best ERA, and that's even with the Yankees struggles at the bullpen. The Mets right now do not have an answer. The answers may be internal. I like what I saw from Jose Budo, but I am not concerned, because even since Diaz has been out, they're 5-3. And that's where really the stretch that the bullpen has been its worst. What maybe my confidence is from the fact that the offense just looks red hot right now. The offense is playing at a clip better than basically everyone else in baseball over the last 20 plus games in the Grimace / OMG era. And we will get into that later as well. But again, I am not concerned about the bullpen. Not saying that fixes don't need to come, but I think that with Diaz back, I believe it's July 6th. I do think that will add a lack of, will take away some of the concerns, because you can slot guys down. I thought it was a positive what we saw from Ottavino tonight. And with that being said, though, now positive stuff over, I'm done with Jake Diekman. I was very excited about him coming into the season. I don't need to see him anymore. They miss Raley immensely. It's the most under-talked about thing that's happened to this team, the Brooks Raley injury, and they miss him. They don't have a lefty out of the pen that they can rely on, and they're going to have to do something to ail that. Maybe it's eternally. We've seen guys like Danny Young and Josh Walker. I don't think it's those guys. But I don't think the bullpen needs a complete overhaul. And I also don't think that right now their bullpen is going to be their undoing. Now, if we're talking making a run in the postseason, if they do eventually get to that wild card spot, which I think they are, I think they sit 1.5 games back as we talk about it, 2 a.m. on July 4th. But I am not sitting here freaking out. And again, let me repeat, they have issues in the pen that need to be addressed, but I do not think it's as dire to the sense that they need to go out and get 2-3 arms. I think they need a lefty reliever, for sure. They need someone where we don't have to rely on Diekman every night in, night out to get a big app, a big batter out that is a lefty bat. And when you're going to play teams, let's say we are looking ahead to the postseason, not to get too ahead of ourselves, but let's say we are. If you're going to play the Dodgers, you're going to play the Phillies, and you want to make some noise, those are teams with a lot of lefty bats that are killer. And I just right now don't see it as an issue. I think the positive news that we got a Kodai Senga rehab start today, where he went, if you did not hear, you know, he was throwing 97 regularly, touched 98 at one point. He obviously said they need to fine-tune stuff. He's not close. We will see him after the All-Star break. I would say even closer to the deadline. But that's going to create a slot now where somebody could slot from that rotation to the pen. I do always look at this guy, and I like him as a starter, but I do look at a guy like Tyler McGill, who was struggling as of late, but I do like the stuff he has his back end. He throws hard. He could be a guy they slot into the pen. I like what I saw from Jose Budo yesterday. He's a guy that I eventually would like to see in the rotation, but what he showed you is that he can, you know, he's one, willing to just do whatever he needs to do to be on the Major League roster, which I think is a positive. But also, he came in at a moment's notice where he had just gotten called up, and he pitched in a very big spot. I think there are positives in this pen, too. I like Reed Garrett. I actually like Adrian Hauser as a long man in this bullpen. I love Nunez, who is built like a running back at the shoulders. It's incredible. But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I don't necessarily have confidence every time Adovino steps on the mound, but he has been better over he's actually been better the last couple outings that he's had. So there's positives to be had. My thing is, this is not going to be their undoing in the wild card race. Nobody they're competing with has a good bullpen. You won't, if you look at the teams that all rank highly in the bullpen ERA category, swings and misses, all of that stuff, in the National League, it's the Phillies, Dodgers, Braves. And then it's a bunch of American League teams. Nobody the Mets are competing with has that lights out of a bullpen. The Reds have a good bullpen. We saw that tonight with Alexis Diaz. But, and you know, the other moments in that game where they had to get out of big situations. And we will get to the Yankees later in the show. Again, I'm your therapist. I am your sports therapist. I am here to tell you, Mets and Yankees fans, things are going to be okay. So later we will get to the Yankees. But we saw that Reds bullpen, which is, you know, pretty solid back end wise. Every team struggles with their pen when it comes to the sixth and seventh inning. It's just the nature of the game now. Are there options to go be had? Yes. Are there options that are everyone's going to want to go after, including the Yankees? As in the Mets going after a team, they're going to have to compete with the Yankees? Of course. You know, I keep hearing a name like Tanner Scott from the Marlins. That's a guy that everyone's going to want. He would, you know, fit the Mets perfectly for what they're looking for. But I think that right now we need to realize that this is what we're dealt with. And this team has already shown that these guys, they can win with. And it's not because of them. It's in spite of them. I think the starting rotation is fine. I think that they are only going to get better with guys getting healthy. I liked what I saw from Christian Scott today. I mean, 3 2/3, no hit. He teetered on the edge in that fifth and sixth, and he made one bad pitch in the sixth, and it cost him. And it kind of did end up, you know, costing the Mets the game later down the line, but I'm not blaming him for the loss. It just was, you know, it would have been nice to get out of that inning without giving up the 3-run homer. That was the one thing they couldn't do there, short of a grand slam. And I do like what I saw from him. I do think that once he's comfortable getting into the fifth, I'm not even going to say the sixth because this is 2024 baseball. Starters do not get into the seventh, the sixth and seventh regularly. If once he's comfortable consistently going five innings, he's going to be a very useful rotation piece. and we saw Sean Manaea throw a great start the night before. I am very confident in the starting rotation to do what they've done all season, which hasn't been lights out. It's given this team enough of a chance to compete. And the offense is red hot right now. Everyone outside of Jeff McNeil has contributed in some fashion. And we'll get to more about McNeil down the line as well. And the number to call is always 888-808-1019. I got you till 6 a.m. And if you want to reach out on the WFAN socials, I am always monitoring them. I am a part of the great WFAN digital team, as is my board op, Rami. And I have a bone to pick to Rami later. He doesn't know, but don't worry, dude. It's lighthearted, but it involves my stomach, and we will get there later. That's a weird tease, but I know. Again, the Mets are fine right now. The Mets are still the OMG Mets. They're still the Grimace Mets. One loss to the Nationals is not going to have me freaking out. Yes, I know that they have that. I saw it on SOY. The graphic was they've lost three games this year while where they've led it for, five or more runs. That's not good. But I'm sure if we broke it down along the lines of all the teams they're competing with, we'd find similar aspects of it. And the loss, I believe it was Saturday to the Astros where they blew a big lead, is not great coming off the heels of that. But the Astros are a great offense. Tonight stung because I felt like they make one pitch in the sixth inning and they're not in this situation. Ottavino comes in and pitches a great, I think it was the last out of the sixth and the first two outs of the seventh. And then Jake Diekman comes in and implodes. And again, I'm done watching Jake Diekman be our go-to left-handed reliever. That is where I see their biggest need, is a lefty out the pen. And that doesn't mean that we're not going to see Jake Diekman again, but they need to get someone to replace Brooks Raley. We're not getting him back this year. And maybe that has to be an internal option. And I right now, guys that are on the 40-man roster do not excite you, whether it's Josh Walker or Danny Young being lefties. Tyler McGill, even though I mentioned his name earlier, is not an option because he is a righty. But I do think he could add to that pen. Tyler Jay, adjunct disaster, and I'm not a fan of his. I think his story's great, but I'm not trying to see him be our go-to lefty reliever. So they're going to have to make a move at some point, but so is every other team. And right now, they're in a position. We're going into these Nationals, these next two series, which were the Nationals and the Pirates. My thought was, go out there and go 6-2. And right now, they're on the trajectory to do that. They play a week. I didn't even realize they play at 11 a.m. tomorrow, today, on the 4th. Again, happy Independence Day to everybody. An awesome day, a lot of barbecuing. I want to know what's on the grill. I have some thoughts of some overrated things that happened on the 4th of July, but we'll get to that in a less important time. But again, if they can manage to go 6-2, and they right now have started these two series 2-1, if they go out and win today and they can take 3 out of 4 from the Pirates, none of this is going to matter. If they, if they go 5-3, again, not ideal, but they are consistently winning series. That's the whole key here. Win series, do not give away long, extended losing streaks, and they get the Nationals again after the Pirates. So right, and then they play the Rockies to finish the first half of the year before we go into the All-Star break. So right now, I am not worried about the bullpen. They can weather the storm until we get closer to that deadline. And, beating teams like the Pirates and the Nationals could help in this sense that they could be pushing teams farther away from them in the standings. The Nationals are 4.5 out. They're a couple of losses away in being not in it anymore, in my opinion. If they're looking at it objectively. The Pirates are 3 games out. The Mets go down and beat up on them, they can essentially push them farther away. Whether they have guys on their roster that could be of pieces. Right now, the only teams I see really blowing it up in the NL are the Marlins and the Rockies, maybe the Cubs, but I see the Cubs being another team that 6 games out, maybe they feel like they still have a chance. So right now, this is what we have, the hand we've been dealt as Mets fans. And I understand the fear. Every team has fears, though, that their bullpen is not good enough. And this year, specifically, there's only 2 or 3 teams with lights out bullpens. Most of the teams that have good bullpens just have a good closer. And I think before the ridiculous suspension for Diaz, which just felt like whether he had was cheating or not is not why I think it's ridiculous. It's just not a by-the-book rule that Major League Baseball needs to figure out how these are handled. We've seen Clark Schmidt. We've seen Max Scherzer have chances to wash it off. So before Diaz got suspended, I had liked what I saw from him coming off of the IL. He looked better. And I do believe that he is going to be, doesn't have to be lights out like he was in 2022. He just has to be a good closer that you could be confident in to end games. And I think when you bring him back, they do have a decent back end. Decent, not great, still flawed, but a decent back end of the bullpen, which for most teams in Major League Baseball is either the case or they don't have anything at all. The emergence of Nunez has been very good. I do like him a lot. I like Reed Garrett. I think that Reed Garrett, when he gets shifted into that closing role, is not a closer. You know, sometimes we see guys get shifted from closer to setup man and struggle, but there's also the case of guys going from seventh, eighth to closer where they don't work out. So to act like the Mets are done because their bullpen struggles, that is the case for most major league teams. Right now, they have the hottest offense in baseball. If not the hottest, one of the hottest. And that's not even an offense that's 100%. That's an offense that still trots Jeff McNeil out there every day.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The offense could get better. The offense definitely has internal options. Whether it's Marte down the road, a month or so down the road, whether it's Acuna in the minor leagues, who should be the starting second baseman at this point. It should be him, or it should be my guy, Jose Iglesias, the man that can unite the world. With his lovely tunes, but and a guy who's essentially jump started this Mets team along with other ones. I am not really looking at this team like for example when they went down when they blew the lead and it was 5-5 and then eventually gave up the lead and it was 6-5. I was very confident they were going to come back, and that is something that I did not feel in April. Something I did not feel in May. This current iteration of the Mets, this very hot, very streaky team this year, but this very hot offense has me believing that no deficit is insurmountable. Where at one point in the season, 1-0 felt like 10 runs. I think if they go out there and they address the pen, whether it's minor moves or one big move, something like that, I think this team can compete for much more than just a wild card in the sense that they can make a run in the playoffs. Right now, the goal is just to get in. And I don't think that the bullpen is that bad that it's going to cost them from getting in. They're a game and a half out. Every time they lose, we're going to have this notion that, oh my God, here comes the collapse. I think that is a inherent Mets fan thing. But I'm not viewing it that way. It's one loss. They're still red hot. Like I said, they're 5-3 since Diaz got suspended. I get it. The Yankees, they caught them at the right time, very cold. They essentially could have won all three of those games against the Astros. And a perfect example of what I talk about with the offense. Both of those games, they came back whether the first game they blew it, but then they also came back to keep the game going. And there was an extended rain delay. And then that on Sunday, there was an extended rain delay. And that was a game that they had battled back from. That's where my confidence comes from. We saw this team put up huge spots in the 10th inning, which, again, their first game against the Nationals, you could go back and say the bullpen almost blew it. I think that Mendoza was trying to save arms, and he let Tyler J go too long. And my great producer loves to tweet out every out and run that the Mets lead by. And it's one of the most infuriating things I see on Twitter because it reminds you. That gives me more anxiety. And I'm talking about Rami. That gives me more anxiety than anything else. But I am not nervous right now. I don't look at the Cardinals, teams they're competing with, the Padres, the Cardinals, the Diamondbacks, the Giants, as teams with ridiculously great pens. We obviously live with the team that we root for. The Giants have I'm looking at it right now. The Giants have a worse bullpen ERA than the Mets do. The Padres are minuscule points ahead of the Mets when it comes to ERA. And that's with over the last eight games, since Diaz has been out, they have a almost 7 ERA, 6.82. They have a 1.62 whip and a 280 opponent's average. That's not good. But they've also gone 5-3 in those games. And I'm sure you could take away the game on Saturday against the Astros and say those numbers drastically change. Because tonight it was just Diekman. That's where the struggles were. Diekman makes one pitch. We're talking differently about the Mets game tonight. And I could talk about, you know, what I wanted to do, which is more celebratory, more hyped, more delusional, start talking bigger things. And I can't do that right now because I got to quell your nerves. 888-808-1019. I got you till 6 a.m. Mets, Yankees, why Rami upsets me tonight, disappointed me. I'm also a little hungry, if you want the tease of that one. I have some thoughts about the disaster that is the U.S. men's national team. I have some thoughts on what has been an awesome first episode of Hard Knocks, also leading into some Giants thoughts. We could also get to the Aaron Rodgers stuff, and we'll certainly get to some Knicks talk, because I'm fired up about the Knicks. It's the first time I've gotten to talk on air after the Bridges trade, and, you know, we lost Jokic. I mean, Iheart, sorry. Common slip up, you know, that some Knicks fans see, like, we just lost Patrick Ewing, according to some Knicks fans. You know, Twitter, this station, my guy BT, everyone freaking out. And I'm glad we're here. You know, I'm glad that we're at the point that role players feel like superstars. This is the natural maturation of becoming a contender. This is what happens. I've lived vicariously through my friends that are Laker fans and Celtics fans. That lose players, role players, and the fan bases freak out, and then they don't miss a beat. But all that and more on The Fan, back after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.